camps of homeless people have sprung up in cities such as Sacramento and Fort Worth, only to be shut down by local officials. Well, tonight in Seattle, there is a public hearing to consider making the city's homeless encampment permanent. Seattle wants to take a different approach with a city-run camp on city-owned property. Liz Jones of member station KUOW has the story.
It's Sunday night, and Nicholsville is full to capacity. About 100 of Seattle's more than 8,000 homeless people live here. For now, it's set up at an old firehouse in the city's north end, next to a stretch of strip malls. The parking lot is packed with tents. This camp banded together 3 years ago and has moved about 17 times since then. The name Nicholsville is a jab at Seattle's former mayor, Greg Nickels, who tried to have the camp shut down. Around 6 o'clock, people start to wander inside.
So Nicholsville does take pets and children. I think we have around nine dogs and eight cats.
Peggy Hotz is one of the camp's organizers. There's a room for people with pets, several sleeping areas, and a big kitchen.
We're all piled around the food right now.
Yeah, what's cooking tonight?
I cooked red beans, greens, rice, cornbread.
Residents here cook meals together. They also share in the camp's management. Peggy Hotz thinks residents helping themselves and each other can help people get back on their feet.
I've seen people come in here with their heads down, and then they're elected to something, and they see that they can participate in making things better to help solve the issue of homelessness.
One camper named Michael was recently elected to a leadership spot. He's asked not to use his last name because it could hurt his chances with prospective employers. He lost his job as a building engineer last summer, then moved here when he couldn't keep up with his rent.
I want to see everybody trying to get out of Nicholsville and not in to Nicholsville.
Do you see that happening here enough?
Enough is a hard question. Some people may never get on Nicholsville, but there needs to be a place for them, too.
That's a perspective city leaders have recently started to share. The city's designated a vacant lot where the camp can put down some roots. It's adjacent to the freeway in Seattle's industrial south end.
Come 5 or 6 o'clock, everybody goes home.
That's Mike Perringer. He owns a shop nearby and is also president of the neighborhood's business association.
There's no supermarket anywhere. There's no drugstore. There's nothing. We're not anti-homeless camp. The issue is location.
A location, Perringer says, that's basically the entrance to the city. Seattle's Deputy Mayor Daryl Smith admits a permanent tent city is not the ideal response to homelessness, but he thinks it's worth a try.
No one seems to have come up with a perfect situation or a perfect location to do something like this, but we don't want, you know, excellent, what we're grasping for, to keep us from doing something basic that can really help people.
Smith says if the camp's effective, the city could make it permanent. The vision for Nicholsville is often compared to another homeless camp in Portland, Oregon, called Dignity Village. It's been around more than a decade. Nick Fish heads the Portland Housing Bureau. He calls the camp successful, even though 70% of people who leave are still homeless.
That particular statistic is of some concern. On the other hand, for the people that are living there today, they have a better place than the street to call home. What I tell people is, look at the big picture. Dignity Village is a very, very small part of our overall strategy.
The strategy for Nicholsville in Seattle is still taking shape. The city envisions people will stay in tents, but Michael, the building engineer, wants something more permanent. He's building some model houses about the size of a garden shed to show the city.
It's going to be 8 foot tall with a slanted roof, a door with a lock. I'd like to have a solar panel in it.
It's not a tent. It's a tiny home built of wood. And however small, to Michael, that means stability until he can figure out what's next. And for others who might need to move in after he moves on. For NPR News, I'm Liz Jones in Seattle.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.